from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Our guy.
Yeah, he took the... That's his first hit.
We're going to need a nickname for him. Get on it, Bay Area. Get on it. I know you're thinking.
No,
that you?
Voice. My boy Joe Frenchwood, Donovan's girlfriend's dad, we hit what? It off, and we knew each other.
Oh, that's, nice.
He's listening on his way home. He says, good to have us on the... So he listens to Willard and Dibs, but since we're in it for the week...
Yeah, cool.
How you doing? 2 hours in? I'm just checking on you. If you need to talk, I'm right here, man.
We got 18 hours left.
I look at it as two hours. I look at it as two, baby.
It was different today, no doubt about it.
Will you gym tomorrow or go for your morning walk, which you had when we were doing the 10 o'clock? Steiny, it helped me. Throwing them things up, them plates early, Evan. Yeah, did take a shower like you play for the Warriors to come to work.
That was
you
only Klay Thompson one night.
Huh?
Every pro player takes a shower after their game.
But you know what I mean? I'm taking the shower to get ready to come to work.
So you're like an AAU guy. You go play and then you put jeans over your gym
shorts.
Well,
we didn't shower at the end of games at Logan. That's kind of died out. They don't do it now, these youngsters.
What are you talking about?
They just come out in their stuff. I'm like, that's nasty. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
At Logan, we didn't shower after games.
Why?
Just trying to get to it.
That's weird. So you would go out on a Friday
night?
My
son, too. When I'd go watch Daryl, they'd come out. They don't shower.
But then you'd meet your friends?
Yeah, we'd go to Burger King.
Ew.
And I'd have a...
That's gross.
Well, that's how we did it.
Well, that's not the right way.
But if you go around the bay now, these kids are coming out in their sweats.
And let me tell you a little story.
I'm just keeping it real.
This is about why the world's going to hell. I had to take a shower at the gym.
Oh.
Because my dad was like, oh, if we could save water at home.
Oh,
you're damn right.
He wasn't one of them.
I was the poor kid in fifth grade.
Please.
After Mighty Mites, jumping in the shower, and everybody's looking.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, I've never seen anything like that.
Puff was a real one.
Yeah.
The water bill.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, Goo. Haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Priest.
Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto.
Man, that's some. I see him on Twitter. I follow him. Oh. What's up, B?
What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Dynamite.
You know, I gotta say, I don't like the pervasive negative Curry vibe that's kind of been going on here with some of you.
Mm.
I think he's the best player in the history of the franchise. He's one of the five best players, in my opinion, in the history of the game.
Okay.
He has made Joe Lacob's mint. Period.
Mm-hmm.
He has made the Warriors, I think, one of the second or third most valuable franchise in professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of Curry. Much more because of Curry than Lacob.
Okay.
He's a superstar. He's still a great player. And I don't think it's beyond the realm of rationale to say, hey, give him a second option. right? Because he hasn't had one really since like 2019, really. Give him a second option and see what happens. It doesn't guarantee a title. I don't think he can be a title or bust mentality. But to go run it back another year with like maybe a fourth option when every other single, like even playoff contender in the West has a first and second option, I think is egregious.
Hey, B, don't hang up.
Okay.
I'm a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I'm like, damn, he called other shows. He don't hit us. I get it all family. But listen, my stomach just hurt when you lumped me in because it sounded like you did with that crowd.
No, Trey Curry. Not lumping you in.
But let me ask you this. The way Clay left, I think bothers Steph to a degree. I'm not saying it was all the Warriors' fault. But when he made those comments in Vegas last week about, I want to retire a Warrior, but things change in this league quickly, BPA, that got me. That was Curry talk. I'm like, I don't want to see it, but I can't run from it. Like, that's a possibility if they don't get their act together and get him a number two.
Yeah, that's how I take it, too. I don't think it had much to do with Clay because Clay wasn't a number two. Clay wasn't even a number three last year. He was an unreliable volume shooter who didn't defend. So, you know, I think get him a number two, or, hey, if you want to continue to play the Kuminga fantasy game of that this guy can't defend, can't handle, can't shoot, but, hey, let's give him $35 million, then go ahead. Then Lakeup's made his choice, which is about Lakeup, not really about, obviously, the most important player in the history of the franchise, most important player that will ever be in its franchise. But no, let's prioritize Jonathan Kuminga, who really, he's not a reliable player at all. Anyways, that's my take.
Yeah. Wow.
Appreciate
it. Too old.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Help me, Steiny, with that. I feel like he's robbing Kuminga, but also that's what they're going to be doing, and we just talked about it.
What are they going to be doing?
Giving Kuminga his bread before he actually shows you he's got the butter.
Why
he's got some stuff.
Why do you assume that?
Because you guys beat me over the head, and I can see the athleticism is like Dark Knight, but is the basketball IQ and prowess there to warrant giving him this $200 million? I'm calling it $200-$180, and we don't even know if he has an adjustment to the adjustment. He's got that one spin move on the breaks, Donnie, when they get set, and I'm like, man,
I don't know what you're saying. Do you want to give him money or not?
Is he the number two or not? I'm not. That's why I want marketing or PG-13.
I understand that. I don't necessarily disagree. If you're asking me, do I pay Kuminga? I probably not. And the reason you cannot pay Kuminga this offseason, to me, is because now you can look at every player in the organization and say things have changed.
Okay, this not to interrupt.
Period.
Then who's your number two?
Who cares? This year?
Yeah.
It's going to be Kuminga then. It's got to be. It just has to be. I don't know if he's going to be their number two, but he's going to be their second leading scorer.
Well, he's going to have a damn good crack at it. They would love for him to say Kuminga's our number two. Can he hold up his end? This is the most pressure on him. On Kuminga since he's been a Warrior.
Not if you give him $190 million. Not if you give him $190 million. The way I look at it is this. After they won the championship, they paid Poole and they paid Wiggins. The following year, they ran it back. They won 44 games. The biggest mistake they made was thinking, well, let's just run it back again because we still think we're that kind of team. And then they paid Draymond. Okay. And then they went through another year. This one, they didn't make the playoffs. Okay. Clay's up for an extension. They basically said no. Okay, so Kuminga is now up for the same extension that Jordan Poole got 2 years ago. All you have to do with Kuminga is say, sorry, things have changed. They've changed.
Right.
You saw us just get rid of Klay Thompson. We are not paying you this summer. Well, what about if Kuminga, what if he goes in the tank? Okay, he goes in the tank. Then you know you shouldn't have paid him in the first place.
But you're 0-2 with two guys.
What do you mean?
From production standpoint, Poole and Wiggins, I'm paying them a year early, and then they...
So why would you pay Kuminga a year early? That's what I'm saying.
I got both hands up.
They can do whatever they want, but if they want to say things have changed to Kuminga, they should say things have changed. So, and you know what? Here's the other thing. Oh, Kuminga, they still have his rights. You don't. If you don't extend him this year, he still has to play next year. And then guess what? He's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, but he can. I'll just say, today's athlete. You're right. They got the rights, but they can let it be known. I want out of here.
Good.
And then that's bad for everybody
but
involved.
But good. But is it? I don't like if a guy doesn't want to be here. It can be addition by subtraction. Here's the other thing that I would just say. And I, again, we're just getting to know Mike Dunleavy as a GM, and I don't think we know anything about him, to tell you the truth, because I can't differentiate what Dunleavy is and what Lacob is.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Exactly. But I know this. Mike Dunleavy, the player, wouldn't overvalue athleticism. He just wouldn't. I don't think. I think Mike Dunleavy's more about, do you know how to play the game? That's the first thing you got to do. I might be wrong. I don't know.
And I'm just going back to Coach and Vallejo. I like him, Stoney. I don't want to pit player against player, but let's just be real. There's not a bad answer. I have mine. Who do you think's better, has a better IQ for the game as a whole, Pods or Kuminga?
Podziemski.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you this too. I don't think Podziemski's some overly cerebral player who really knows the game. I shouldn't say that. He knows the game.
You got to give him credit, Stein. He's made a hell of an
imprint. I think he makes a lot of mistakes, to tell you the truth.
Right, but he's a rookie.
Right.
But he does more good than the mistakes.
Yeah.
He
might end up being a smart player. I don't think he's necessarily the smartest player on the team right now. I think he's good. I think he's fine. To me, if Podziemski's on my team and he had the rookie year that he had, there's nothing to say. Just bring him back. The other thing is, and I know you were talking about this, but you're in for not a rude awakening.
I was about to say.
But you keep saying, I want to know who's start. Steve Kerr last week said, we have three open spots.
And I wanted to jump out the, and he
Why?
Was being real. That doesn't equate to win.
Well, no
you're
kidding.
In the West.
Yeah.
You could go down the list. They know who's starting, and I get you're starting over, quote unquote. Yeah. But when you say it's basically up for grabs, that's where non-playoff teams are. Like, I need some, it's not his fault, but it's a sign of the times of where we're at. If you got three positions possibly up for grabs, they do that in college and high school. You look at every Western Conference team that made the play. Oh, they don't have openings like this. Help wanted. No, that's not Steph. That's why I'm saying I feel the organization has let down Steph in that aspect. If you're telling me you're going to camp with those many jobs, openings, that don't help Draymond and Steph. They probably cussing the team out behind closed doors. I'm glad you brought that up. Because you can say
and
what
yet,
you want about. Let me finish
and yet
this.
You still think there's a fifth title somewhere out there.
Well, you said 48 wins,
Please.
46 wins.
I said if everything falls into place, I could see
them
being better.
Because we could laugh at Phoenix. They know who their starting five is.
So, and what's that gotten them?
Look at Memphis. Who's guarding Ja? We don't even know who's going to. Like,
that's not
scary times right now is all that I'm saying.
Well, that's the way you look at it. I don't necessarily look at it that way.
Well, you brought that. I'm doubling back to that. Why did you bring that up? Because you said it like it was a concern.
No,
it's not ideal at all.
I said it because you are infatuated with knowing who's going to be the starting five of going into the season with
the play. Oh, I think that means something, Parker.
Okay, I don't.
So you think this is okay?
It might be okay for a NBA champion. They're not a contender right now.
Well.
Sorry, they're not. They're just not. And you know what? What's so difficult about, okay, we got Steph at the one, who's at two? Well, they've got three choices. Okay, who's the best? I don't care who starts. Give me the best guy at two to start. If it's Melton, it's Melton. If it's Podziemski, it's Podziemski.
Yeah, but the point of the jam is, Costani, two guard is very important. I'm not saying you're not saying that. You want somebody to be far and above.
Well, they don't have it.
And they don't have one. And that's all, that was
okay.
My point.
And you know what? Was Clay that guy last year? No.
Well, he can score you 30 on a night and win you a game.
He had a bad season, Goo.
Again.
He had a bad year.
Okay.
He was terrible.
Hey,
he had a bad year.
I don't, 39% from three.
39.
And 18 a game. But you want to just fixate on all the, if that's what it was, wouldn't you if Moody started or Pods and got 39% from 3 and 18, we'd be throwing a party in the streets.
They're not going to be that. Mm. They're not, who thinks, like,
that's a loss then, though.
You don't think you can make up for it in other areas of the game other than shooting?
I love the game too much to say no to that, because you know I know better. But, Steiny, it starts there.
What do you mean it starts there? You got to strike
fear, and like that's the help I'm talking about for Curry offensively is my number one. That's at the top. Who's going to put the – who's a threat? And right now –
Buddy Hield might be better than Clay right now. He might be. And you know
people
what?
People telling me to get over it. Definitely you need to get over it.
I don't – like, that's
– see, I'm – well, it hurts because I'm looking at him through that prism.
Well, why when you just rip them for not having three starters named?
Well, that was after they let Clay kick Clay to the curb and couldn't get nothing for Chris Paul.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're so
I don't
upset,
think Curry has more help than he had with Clay. That's where it's at.
Right. And I don't think Clay was much of a help last year. I don't. And I absolutely allow for the possibility that Melton, who's a better defender and more athletic, and Hield, who's a specialist, and Kyle Anderson, even though he's not going to play a lot of two, is a really smart cerebral player. Like, yes, they could make up for the loss of Clay.
Well, I don't want to play on words, but is Melton's back healed?
I don't know.
If you get where I'm going.
I mean, if it's not, then blame Rick Celebrini for signing a guy who's hurt. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Oakland. What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, good. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, doing well.
Had a good time at the summit.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, and Brewer had a chance to meet you real quick. Well, you both know Phil Handy.
So, my guy.
Hey, yeah, good to see you guys in action. Hey, I was calling about this marketing. You know, sometimes the trades you don't make are the best ones.
Yep.
And I'm in the camp. I want to stay away from marketing. I'll tell you why. And the number one option, yeah, he can get you 24, 25, but looking at his history, I don't remember off the top of my head. I think he's around 15 points a game. And you give up all that draft capital and everything else staying the age once or what you can negotiate. You look up in the box score, he's about 15 points a game. Man, that's a scary thought. So I would try to stay away from him. Just go and win with the team that we have, see what
exactly
he's got. And then if a good trade comes up, then, you know, you can make it then. But I kind of would stay away from marketing, but get you guys thoughts on that.
So, yeah, 2028, 2029 on your watch with that. You too, Steiny. If you guys are saying this, because you're telling me they're not a playoff team. Right. So you're okay with 2 years in a row.
I never said that.
You just said it a minute ago when I was saying.
I said if everything falls into place, they can be better than this past year. So go to camp, put the best team out there, let the season play out. If something goes wrong, or if you're not as good as you think, why can't you make moves then? I don't understand. I don't understand why. Like, I don't think this team right here and right now is discernibly worse than last year's team. They may not be a 46-win team. I may be off. Somebody may get hurt. If Steph gets hurt, it's over. If Dre, whatever. But my point is this. It's like, I see absolutely no rush to do something right now if there's not a deal out there that you love, that you absolutely love.
And my only point to that is, okay, let's say you get off to that slow start you talk about. What you need might not be out there even if you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
there's a risk involved.
I think there's always guys out there. I think you could probably trade for Zach LaVine yesterday if you really wanted to. If you wanted to, I bet you could get Vucevic if you really wanted to. Now, you giving up three first-rounders for Vucevic?
No.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean,
well, wait a minute.
I wouldn't.
Vucevic
give up
would make you better right now.
I wouldn't give up three for
him. What about LaVine?
I was looking at his medicals over the weekend. He might have some chronic. Shout out Dr. Dre and Snoop. He might have some chronic stuff going on with his body.
Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, talk to us.
No jokes today, I promise. So, Guru, remember my first phrase I brought up here the first time I called you guys? The root of all suffering is attachment. Buddha, let it go. Hey, listen, I think Dunleavy has done a good job with the situation that he has, because the word I'm going to bring here is pivoting. Pivoting. He put the team in a position, the club in a position to pivot. You have a solid roster. You might as well be better than last year because you don't have the baggage that you had last year. And yes, you're coming into a camp as a coach. You should say positions are open, because the very reason why we had problems that season is because you didn't clarify that. So make it clear. Nobody, aside from Draymond and Steph, nobody should have a position in the team right now. That's the reality.
Right.
And the reason why I think they should pivot is because the Warriors should aim for the deadline. I see the West right now, aside from Oklahoma City and maybe Minnesota, I don't see clarity in these rosters. A lot of teams lost players. And Guru, to your point on Kuminga, you shouldn't pay him, because the last superstar that demanded money from a team and didn't get, who was that player? Paul George, right? He had to walk away. Kuminga can't just walk away. He's restricted. So you should let him play until the deadline and see what he's worth. If he balls, then you extend him. If he doesn't ball, you trade him. And if he's pouting because he wants out, then you have somebody that you can trade for what you want. But you shouldn't. The Warriors are in a position that they should not panic and try to call anyone, especially Danny Ainge. They should just stay quiet. If you think you're going to throw two first rounders in the future for a help for Steph, just wait until the deadline. That's my point. Mm. Thank you, guys.
All right, I hear you.
The show.
Thanks, Murillo. Appreciate that. I'm kind of with Murillo.
The last caller, he robbed Morgan in 18 points a game career. Said about 12.
I just think that if there's not a deal out there right now, don't make one. Plain and simple. Don't, if you don't like the deal, don't make it. Go into the season and play. Play basketball. You got 12, 13 guys on the roster.
Yeah, and I agree with that. My whole point was nobody can sell me on three spots being open a good thing. That, yeah. That was my... That,
it is, it is
when
for
I heard Kerr say
you know
that.
What? I'm going to disagree, just to disagree. And that's what I do a lot here if you're just joining us. I think it's a great thing for a team in their spot.
And
you know why? Because they didn't make the playoffs. So in fairness, you didn't make the playoffs. Ain't nobody has got anything handed to them. You didn't make the playoffs.
One of the dudes ain't even on the team anymore.
B, you're a 46-win team, which means you don't necessarily stink. And I'll ask you the question for the last time. What is wrong with competition at practice?
Well, it's nothing.
Well, then this should be fun. Let's see who emerges.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, but they're not the Warriors of 2020 anymore.
And I'm having trouble dealing with it.
It's 2024. Go ahead, Ev.
Do you guys think that the Warriors almost would prefer that the Jazz extend Markkanen? Because that's, then you kind of, you know, number one is value, but you also know if you trade for him, then
I'm
you know how many years he's going
to
get.
I'm going to say yes to that.
The downside is that you wouldn't be able to trade for him until the deadline.
Right.
So by that point, your season might be over, but it also could be budding and he might be the final piece. So in a way, I think the Warriors are kind of standoffish for smart reasons.
I think that's got to factor into it. Do they want to trade for Markkanen, who they have multiple years for at cost certainty, a contract that Ainge signed him to?
Yeah.
Or do they just want to get Markkanen in here and then they'll just extend him? I do think, I don't know the answer to what would be more attractive or less attractive to the Warriors. I guess off the top of my head, I'd think the first, just because they'd have one more option, but I don't know. I don't necessarily understand. I'm with you. I'm not sure either there. Let's go to Bud. Bud's in Oakland. What's up, Bud? How you doing, man?
Steinmetz, baby, and Blue Chew Goo.
What's up, baby?
Listen, right? Goo, you actually kind of touched on something when you said, Kerr, he plays with the veterans. He kind of inherited the veteran group, and that's kind of, where I'm at with it. Because there's this connotation out there about Steve Kerr, about people saying, he can't develop the young guys, which you got to understand, Mark Jackson did develop. He did help develop Curry and Clay and Draymond and them. He's the guy who groomed these guys and got them to the level. And what I always tell people is Steve Kerr showed the guys how to win. You know, he's played with two winning coaches in his career with Popovich and Jackson. You know, he showed them how to win. Now, what Mark Jackson did was show the guys how to compete. He got those guys up. He got everybody ready. He showed them how to compete. So with that being said, the team has some youth around them. Why don't the Warriors just try to pluck some of the coaching staff that Mark Jackson even had on his coaching staff, or even get Mark Jackson in there on the hire? You guys are not going to bring him back as a coach, but you guys see what he was able to do with those guys who is a pillar for what the organization is and what you guys are trying to get back to. He was the starter, the originator of getting those guys up to that level. Like I said, yeah, we got to give Steve Kerr credit. He showed them how to win. But you got these young guys who need to learn how to compete and compete at a high level. You guys need to just get Mark Jackson back in there, pluck his brain, or at least hire him or somewhere on the coaching staff behind closed doors, something with whatever his group is that got Clay and Steph and Dre and all these guys ready, because you know what they was missing was some veteran leadership. And when Steve Kerr came in, they were basically veterans already, but he added some extra pieces that got these guys up to the next level. So that's just what I'm thinking, man. Maybe they just need to get Mark Jackson back in there and some of his guys who was on that coaching staff and try to get these young guys up to speed, man. Thanks for taking the call, fellas.
You want me to go? No bigger fan than Hand Down, Man Down than Daryl the Guru Johnson and Mark Jackson, but I'm still a line from Kuiper. Gone!
Well, also, if you want Mark Jackson back here, how do you like Steph Curry platooning on the defense, or being taken out for defensive purposes? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Laurie Markkanen, in, out, or it depends what we get for him. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.